It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kind of ready to go. 301.
Yeah, right.
302. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scravey. We're all getting ourselves ready for our countdown later on in this show, and it's a good one.
It's a good one, but we haven't filled our countdowns yet.
Yeah,
that's the biggest problem. Well, there's two big problems with the countdown. One is coming up with a new topic for the fifth or sixth year in a row.
Yeah,
I'm ready to do everything. You know,
this new topic was fun.
For a while, we used to do a countdown almost every day.
We did do it every day.
And then we finally,
that's crazy that
finally gave ourselves a break and said, okay, once a week.
Yeah, we ran out of ideas.
Does anybody, we've even asked the listeners, right?
To
any countdown ideas. I don't think anybody's got any that we haven't done yet.
That's the problem with doing a show together for 7 years is that we've basically done everything.
It's about time to go our separate ways. I think we've covered it all.
All right, Tony, you want to join up once he goes his separate way?
We've covered it all.
Yeah. We got a little Daily Gambit coming your way. The fun thing about today's top five, our countdown, is we had to go back into the archives a little bit. So you'll get to hear about that a little bit later on. The Daily Gambit, for those who enjoy gambling, still want you to do it safely and be smart with it.
Yes.
Mr. Ello, what are the records going into today's Daily Gambit?
Going into today, I'm leading, I believe, at 17-11 this week. Tony's two games back at 15-13. Scraby's in the middle somewhere at 12-9 because he didn't do one day's work of picks. So I am hoping to win this week. Scraby's won the last 2 weeks.
Why didn't he? Oh, because he wouldn't play
golf.
He
wasn't here.
That's right.
We haven't really heard a lot about his golf.
That's
like,
true.
How was the shoulder? I mean, did it bark at all?
During the round, not so much. Today, it definitely is barking.
2 days after.
Yeah, it's definitely barking.
When I came in yesterday, I was asking him, so how's the arm feeling? He was like, was it yesterday or the day before?
Yesterday.
He was like, it's not bad. It's kind of sore a little bit, but I feel good. I got through it. But then as he started telling the story and he started like kind of showing examples,
right?
He went from, you know, taking a full backswing to start the round to say he could only get to like here.
Yeah, so I had to abandon driver.
After he said
you
that.
You couldn't use driver the second half?
Every drive that I hit, it was me trying to just not be in pain when I so I had to go to a different club because it wasn't working. I couldn't get with a driver, you want a bunch of length on the backswing, and I could not get that length on the backswing.
Shoulder was like, nah, brother, we're not ready yet.
I shot, and I played at Fairbanks Ranch, which is like something that I never, ever, ever thought I would do.
Were the people at Fairbanks Ranch just not with it on that particular day? Allowing you and Greg Ranrary.
Ranrary?
Ranrary. I like to call him Ranrary. We're allowing you and Greg loose on that kind of a course?
We're very respectful golfers.
What did you wear?
Golf clothes?
The normal everyday thing? Like shorts and a collar shirt? You're
basically
good?
What I wear here, but shorts.
Okay.
And my golf shoes.
You had a collared shirt.
Yeah, of course.
You wouldn't be able to get in there without a collared shirt.
I don't even think they would care.
Yeah, Fairbanks Ranch.
There was no one on the. There was no one on the course. We played as fast as we wanted, as slow as we wanted.
Mm. Oh, but you had to wait till 11 o'clock to tee off so that you could miss the show.
That's when our tee time was.
But apparently, you could have had a tee time any time because there was nobody on the course. Well, no, and you could have come to work.
They restricted our tee time. I will say though, I shot a 47 on the front nine.
Well,
after not swinging a club for 4 months, coming back with surgery, I made a bunch of putts. I had 4 pars on the front, and then the back.
And then the shoulder said, "That's enough."
And you can see my score and my shoulder at the same time. It's like
down the hill.
5, 7, mm-hmm. 8, 8, 6. Gee,
boy, yeah. You didn't hole anything out from a buck 15?
I did not.
Sorry,
I thought about you a couple times. I chipped. Yeah. I chipped off the green, and I thought it was going to go in, but it just bounced off.
I hate that.
Yeah,
hate that. All right. Well, Scraby is back after his golf day, but you're not a whole lot better for the wear.
No.
May have set the shoulder back.
No.
I hope not.
No. I iced it. It's going to be fine. I expected it to be painful for a little bit, at least.
All right, let's get to the daily gambit.
Okay.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We started with the Jets and the Texans last night. Jets were -2 on the spread. Chris and I chose the Jets. Tony chose the Texans. Jets won 21-13. They win that, or we win that one.
It didn't look like the Jets were ever going to get out of their own way. And what about the guy dropping the ball at the goal line?
Oh, Corley? Yeah,
was he actually in, though?
No.
The ball was already coming loose before it got to the line.
I mean,
How many more times are we going to have to see this before guys will just carry the ball into the end zone?
Here's the thing. Maybe this is just a baseball in me. You know, when you get your first career hit, you keep the ball. That was his first career touchdown. Yeah, Why are you dropping it in the first place?
Very good.
You should have held on to that bad boy, and no one should have been taking it from you until you got to the sideline.
Did you see what happened with Kyle Pitts on Sunday, last Sunday?
He wasn't dropping it, though. He got that bad boy snatched from him.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he was. Somebody took that from him.
I remember them talking about on the broadcast, like, hey, you got to hold on to that ball. Well, here's what it was. Yeah, someone took it from him because he was just holding it in his hand. He wasn't, like, protecting it.
Yeah, that's not the same thing as dropping it.
Holding it in your hand just for everybody to grab?
He thought he was clear. There's a difference. My man dropped the ball before he got to the actual end zone.
I will never forget the movie The Program. Where they made, what is that guy's name? Omar Epps. He had to carry the football all around the campus.
The Program.
And everybody would like try to punch it out.
Love that movie.
Gotta hold on to the ball. Gotta hold on to the ball, Chris.
It's unbelievable that these guys don't do it. I almost think it's a society issue.
Wait, no.
No, I'm not trying to overstate it.
It's not my issue that he dropped the ball at the goal line.
No, it's just this whole notion that we have to look cool what we're doing. Even over getting the actual job done, which is to score a touchdown, not to look cool doing it and drop the ball on your way in.
Well, he definitely looked very uncool.
He did look cool. Whatever the opposite of cool is.
Devontae Adams, over under 60.5 receiving yards. You guys went over. I went under. He went over 91.
The last catch put him over. Yep. He was under until that touchdown.
Aaron Rodgers had like 20 yards passing in the first half. I don't know if that's an actual statistic, but it was very low. So it was who had more passing yards, Rodgers or C.J. Stroud? Chris and I chose Aaron Rodgers. Tony chose Stroud. Rodgers did by 20 yards, 211 to 191. And then 2 points on the spread over Charlotte, the 49ers. All of us chose the 49ers, and I have a feeling you guys are about to blame me because Tulane won, and they won big, 34-3.
Darn it, Scraby.
Darn it,
stupid
Scraby. I don't remember what the Spurs bet was, but the Spurs probably won that bet if it was on the spread.
It was -1.
Okay, they won by like 20 or something. Yeah, so you chose Jazz. Tony and I chose Spurs. Norman Powell.
Gravy just forgets to write.
No, sometimes I miss the bet, and then I can't go back. Norman Powell, over under 19.5 points in the game last night. Chris and Tony went over. I went under. He was over 23 points. Then finally, the Blackhawks, -1.5 on the puck line at the Sharkies. Chris chose the Blackhawks.
I did not. I changed.
Oh, yes, I did. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I did.
I said the Blackhawks are not going to win by 2. As it turned out, they didn't win at all.
Okay, I do remember you saying that. Yeah. Sharkies won 3-2, so we all won that one.
All right. So, as we said, the standings are what they are. Heading into the final day of the week. First up, Boise State, -24.
Huh!
Yeah.
I didn't see that one.
Aztecs are getting 24 points tonight against the Broncos. Start with you, Scray, because you're probably the only one whose pick is in question here.
No,
you tend to go against the grain on this stuff.
If Washington State was only like a 14-point favorite and Boise State is 24, I'm going to take the Aztecs to lose, if they lose, 23 or less.
Lose closer.
Yes.
So you're taking the Aztecs.
Yeah, I would say shock the world if I didn't think that's such a ridiculously overblown statement. There's nobody...
Timbuktu
is watching this game, but I'll take the Aztecs. Come on, pull off something.
You already know. Crazy. Aztecs for me too.
Yeah, we got to hope. All right, the running back for Boise State, Genty, the Heisman Trophy candidate. His rushing yards, or the Aztecs, Marquez Cooper +40 yards.
You're handicapping?
I'm handicapping, yes. I don't think Marquez would have the same number as Genty.
Marquez Cooper.
So Marquez Cooper gets 40 yards on top of his total. Who are you taking here?
Chris.
Well, Marquez was on the show. I got to take that. I'll take him. He's ahead 40-0 at the beginning. Tony?
Yeah, give me Marquez.
Marquez? The Aztecs will probably try to take the air out of it and run with him and see if he can't do something. Scraby, Genty, I know you. I've seen you for too many years.
That +40 is very enticing.
All right.
Well, I'm going to go with Marquez Cooper.
All of us. So we're all agreeing on both of those. 7 total touchdowns in the game between the two teams, over or under?
7 total.
7 total, Tony.
I'm going to go under.
Under 7. Scrape.
I'm going to go under as well.
All right. We can't just agree on every one of these, so I'll go over. High scoring affair. Lakers -9.5.
Uh-oh.
At Toronto.
They know uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait, they're being given. The Lakers are favored to win. In this
game. By 9.5.
Oh, yeah.
Lakers coming off a fairly poor performance, even by Tony's standards, the other night.
Didn't even watch it. That's how poor.
Yeah. The Raptors are not expected to do anything at all this year. So far, they haven't. They're 1-4. So 9.5 sounds about right. Tony, you're taking the Lakers, I'm assuming.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Scraby?
I don't really know a lot about Toronto except for what you just told me.
I don't think it really matters.
I'm
going to
go
you.
Lakers. Doesn't matter for
I'm
me.
Not doing I didn't do a good job on these because we're agreeing on all of them. Brooklyn -1.5 against the surprising Chicagoans, the Bulls. Brooklyn's at home. They are 2-3. The Bulls are 3-2 and have won 2 in a row. I'll take the Bulls to keep it going.
Doubles.
Tony, Bulls. It's great. We don't have to keep track of this if we just all agree on every one of these.
No, so the Bulls' cool. downfall starts tonight. I go Nets.
Later.
Trey Young's points versus Sacramento. Zion's points versus Indiana. I'm first. I'll take Zion because Indiana gives up 1 million points. Tony. Say Zion outscores Trey Young tonight. They're in separate games.
Give me Trey Young. Let's sack.
You'll say Trey. Scrape.
I got to take my guy Zion.
I thought you hated Zion.
Yeah, I don't hate Zion. I just hate that he sits out a lot.
One more. Tomorrow's a big college football game. Ohio State on the road. 3-point favorite at Penn State. Scraby goes first here. Penn State's still undefeated. Ohio State has the one loss. But that was to Oregon.
I feel like there's a lot going on with Penn State. Ohio State.
This, to me, is the college football version of the World Series. As in Dodgers, Yankees. I don't know who to root for here. Or root against more. Ohio State's arrogant. Their coach just rubs me completely the wrong way. But I don't know why I dislike the Ohio State coach. I just look at him. I know. I just look at him, and he just kind of bugs me.
He's an Urban Meyer disciple, which means you had to be okay with what Urban Meyer did.
Well, I don't know if that's fair.
That's not fair.
Yeah, I don't know if that's fair.
If he was there and he knew about it, then come on.
Yeah, I don't care for the Ohio State coach, but I know why I hate the Penn State coach. So I'll go with Ohio State in a lesser of two evils. Tony? You want
AJ Cassavell's Nittany Lions.
There you go.
Is it a whiteout?
Probably. They usually do that for big games. All right. There's our. It's a segment called Daily Gambit.
What's this for today called?
Yes, week. We're on the beam today. There's no question about it. All right. Back to you, Tony Gwynn Jr.
Let's hop off. Get to break on the other side. We got some NBA to talk about. There was something else we were going to speak on.
We can talk about Joel Embiid and his anger.
No, that's not. I guess we should throw it in. There's some news about Snapdragon down there.
Let's start with that.
All right.
That's kind of interesting and not the greatest of news for Snapdragon fans.
Downright embarrassing.
Yeah, it's not great.
On the other side, here's some traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Welcome back to the program. 3:22 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Got to shout out my softball guy, Matt. Out there.
Hey, what's up?
Matt is a nice enough kid. He wants to get shouted out every time I see him at softball on Wednesdays. And I don't every time. Yeah. When are you gonna shout me out?
Is this Matt?
Yeah, it is Matt. That Matt. Yeah.
Should I say who that
no,
Matt is?
Don't.
Okay.
No. But he just texted me and he said, Tennessee, Kentucky's a big game. He went to Tennessee.
Of course he did.
And I'm like, my apologies. Next time we will choose that game as one we pick.
You should just text him back. She'll be coming around the mountain.
When she comes.
He would have had to be a long time listener.
Yes,
there, that
you would have to know that.
For
one.
Everybody who wonders why I said that, I thought that was the fight song years and years ago.
Yeah, it might have been the funniest thing that happened during the entire year of COVID.
Oh, that was COVID. I think
that
it was
a segment
thing.
That was called Scraby's Screw Ups.
Scroobies.
The Scroobies.
That's right. The Scroobies.
Gwynn and Chris are glitzed and glamoured for tonight's prestigious event. The award show.
Anyway.
So good. It's bad.
There you go. It was the Scroobies.
Man. I want to hear.
Oh.
Oh, Jack.
The Scroobies starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
There Man, that takes you back to frozen grapes and all kinds
palm
of...
palm fronds. That Tony's kids were fanning him with the palm trees.
Those were some days right there.
Yeah, never go back. All right, here's... this is not a great story. I don't know how else to couch this one. Snapdragon Stadium is, of course, the host of Aztec football, also hosts the Wave soccer team. Snapdragon is also going to be the host for the new MLS franchise. And I would imagine that the MLS had to make sure they had a legit stadium, right? With legit conditions in order to grant San Diego a team in the first place. And then comes this. The Wave announced today that they are moving their match. When was it scheduled? This weekend?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. They're moving their match scheduled for this weekend against Louisville to Louisville because the pitch at Snapdragon Stadium is not suitable enough for their game.
Wow.
I think that is kind of a what, because we've heard, you know.
I was about to say, there's been rumblings
about. There's been rumblings about it every time the Aztecs play football there. And every time I hear these rumblings, I'm like, all right, get over it.
That's
what's
what
the
I
big
think.
Deal?
Right.
You know, but now I'm starting to think maybe this really is kind of a big deal.
What is the word, the phrase you've been hearing? Sandbox?
That's Scrady, what I've been calling
it. You were
it.
At the football
well,
game
you were
the
only person I heard actually say that. That doesn't even work here.
It was
that.
Noticeably bad. Like, I'm telling you, when they were running down the field, big things of sand would kick up when they would fall. Sand would just go everywhere. I hate the beach. I can't even imagine playing on a beach like that. It's ridiculous. And a lot of the Washington State fans were like, hey, I thought you guys had... You know, grass growing ability
this
here
is
in
what
San
they
Diego.
Came to you and said,
they
you did? Were
"Well, the
around?
People in our section."
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because right. I was asking them about, you know, Washington State, whether or not they have real grass or whatever.
They have artificial.
Yeah, and they were saying that this field looks terrible, and I said, "Yes."
But I've heard
it
a
does.
Lot of people say this over the last couple of years of the stadium, and my first thought was, you know, come on, what are you like a groundskeeper? Right. I mean, what's the big deal? How bad can it be? But all of a sudden, now the Wave. Not only move their match, they move it halfway across, three quarters of the way across the country to play at Louisville when the game should be here. And where's the irony in that, Scraby? You pointed that out. Last year when Wave played at Louisville,
yeah.
Alex Morgan and then coach Casey Stoney said it was the worst field in the league.
Poor.
But they're now moving to that field because this one's not suitable, they say, for the game.
Yeah.
We need a response from a Snapdragon representative here.
They had to have a FIFA representative fly here this morning to check the field to make sure that they should. Because I'm sure this is not an easy switch of just, hey, home game for Louisville. San Diego is going to be on the road. Louisville's GM or president is very excited because they're going to be selling a bunch of tickets now.
They get an extra match.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sunday's match versus Racing Louisville, Racing is their name, has been relocated to Louisville due to field conditions. Click below to read our full club statement. Did you read that or no?
No, I did. He just read the click below?
Huh?
You just read to click below.
I did. Well, the statement's the same thing that I just read.
Their statement is just more fluffed
okay.
language.
Click below.
I can tell you what the problem is.
What's the problem?
Too many events.
That would seem to be the common denominator, right? That would make a field less stable.
Well, I think the Aztecs, I wouldn't assume that. I know they're on the road tonight at Boise, but are they? They're probably home next weekend. Take a look here. But I mean, somebody's got to respond to this and say, yes, we had some issue. There was some flooding. There was something didn't happen that we expected to. Don't you think there needs to be a response or something?
The chat has alerted me to Snapdragon Stadium's response that they posted on Twitter.
Oh, it is? Okay.
16 minutes ago this came out.
Okay, thank you, chat.
The chat is on it.
Thank you, chat. From at Snapdragon Stadium, we are disappointed with the National Women's Soccer League's decision to move Sunday's match from Snapdragon Stadium. This is a good one. Although we recognize the aesthetics of the field do not meet our desired expectations, we are confident in our readiness to play a match on Sunday in safe conditions. Several factors, including high demand for field use and weather, have affected the turf, but we are dedicated to investing resources, blah, 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 blah. We're actively evaluating its condition in our maintenance program to make necessary improvements. And they're going to evaluate different grass types. Basically, what they're saying is they're not happy with this.
Yeah, no, that's not all.
Well,
what they're saying
that, but they're also saying that the field ain't great.
Exactly. same statement. They basically said, we don't like that the Wave are moving their game, but in some ways, we kind of understand.
Yeah.
That's how I took it.
I mean, the Aztecs are going to have to be asked about this at some point because the football team is scheduled to play there next Friday. Against New Mexico, and I imagine Sean Lewis will have to get in on this,
and I listen.
JD Wicker will have to get in on this. I mean, they got to figure it out,
right? If a soccer team, which you know, a women's soccer team, I imagine is a whole lot lighter than these linemen.
The ground and pound of a college football lineman. Yeah,
does it start to be a medical issue there? In terms of
a safety issue, there's going to be a lot of questions that have to be asked of the Aztecs football between now and next Friday. And we did bring this up the other day about the fact that I said at the time I could be speaking out of turn, so I'll say it again. But I'm pretty sure that like the Aztecs women's soccer team plays there and lacrosse plays there.
They don't play all their games, but they do play some.
I think they play some. So, I mean, that's a lot of events there. And that's what the people at Snapdragon are saying, that there's a lot of events.
High demand. And that's without the San Diego FC that's going to join shortly.
I would imagine the MLS probably caught word of this announcement and isn't exactly thrilled that their newest franchise is going to be moving here.
We should also highlight the fact that they said that they are willing to invest, which to me means they know they got to address this toll sod situation.
It's not the same situation, but I think I brought it up with you guys yesterday. The 49ers had major sod issues when they opened their new stadium. It took them like 2 or 3 years to figure out how to get the stadium to hold the grass.
I doubt that they were...
They never moved a game across the country.
But it was an issue because torn up.
Yeah, not only that, though, were they letting everybody use the field?
Oh, that's... Yeah, that's the other
thing.
Not.
They weren't... It's one thing to be trying to figure out how do we get the grass to grow so that it settles nice. This is a completely different thing to have the kind of traffic you have.
Because you're not giving it time to recover or repair itself.
Exactly.
So. Well, this is all very new. It's happened in the last little while. But I think it's going to be a big topic here the next few days because you got a football game scheduled for next week. I can't imagine, like Tony said, if it can't hold up a women's soccer match, or at least the players and coaches there don't think so. I mean, what's a college football team going to do on that field? There's 22 behemoths running around out there.
So. Yeah, it's definitely got to be able to hold it. So.
Yeah. All right. There we go. We will.
We get a nice new stadium, and the grass doesn't work.
The grass doesn't work like it broke.
Yeah.
The grass is broke. More Gwen and Chris on the other side of this.
Countdown.
Oh, my God. Already? Yeah. Okay. Are we ready for the countdown? We'll all find out when we return.
Boy, I got to tell you. Sometimes certain things bring up different memories. As we were going through the archives for our countdown today, all the way back to 2018, I was reminded... Scraby reminded me the first time our boss, Adam Klug, came in a suit that was probably two sizes too big. And he was just kind of standing over Scraby's shoulder. It was like his first day.
Very nervous.
Oh, his first day.
He came in and I was just so nervous. And he started asking me questions. And I'm like, this guy's my new boss. He's going to fire me. He's going to fire me. But no, Adam's been great.
He has. We're in to 3:39 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. We are in our countdown segment. We have kind of been teasing this along. There was a time when we first started the show, we did the countdown, for those who may not remember. We did one every day.
Yeah, which meant every day we had to think of one.
We did a lot of Googling what day it was.
Yes.
And if it was like National Ice Cream Day, we would do top five ice creams.
Our favorite ice cream.
We
yeah.
definitely did. Got to the point where we had to do that.
Yeah, yeah. We went yeah. through every actor.
We did.
Basically have
top five Nicholson, top five Tom Hanks, top five this and that.
Leonardo DiCaprio, I definitely remember that one.
We gave everybody a plug.
We did one time it was really hot outside, so we did top five ways to beat the heat.
Yeah. Yeah, we were coming up with all kinds. And that was until Scraby had really been up. He had his wits in at that point. He was like, we can't do this every day. We he was ready to can it, period. I think Chris and I talked him into doing
once a week. Yeah, and we've been doing that for about 4 years, so we're basically done.
No, that's not true. Huh? There's so many topics out there that we haven't touched yet.
Yeah, well, if you think of one, let me know.
Today we decided to do a top five list of our top five top fives.
Our favorite top fives.
Yes.
Our favorite countdowns.
Our favorite countdowns.
So, you want to check traffic first? Let's check some traffic, and we'll get into today's countdown.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is the countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, indeed, the countdown. Our top five countdowns.
Yeah. By the way, I think at some point during this, Scraby ought to just rip off a list of some of the ones he read to us earlier. Because we were having him do some research to try to remind, kickstart our memories.
Yeah.
As to some of the ones we did. Some of them were really outlandish.
Top five players who finished their career with other teams.
I don't know. I mean,
that's an everyday subject right
how
there.
How did we like accept some of those?
Because we think we had to wrap our mind around it.
We had to come up with something.
Yeah, there was... top five reasons to go to spring training.
That sounds like a spring training topic. Like
I did see top five cars we've owned or driven in our lives, which was a good one.
That wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's what we got. Our top five top fives. I'll start.
Go ahead.
Number five top five sports logos.
Oh, yes.
We did that. And I remember I landed on the Hartford Whalers. Old hockey team is the greatest logo in the history of sports. Just beating out the Milwaukee Brewers. Both are because they show different things. The Brewers one is an M and a B. Also, it's a glove and a ball.
Yeah,
some people don't see both.
I literally played for the team.
And you played for the team and didn't see both.
And didn't know until I was like...
Which part didn't you know? The M and the B?
The M and the B.
You saw the glove and the baseball.
I saw glove and baseball.
But you didn't see M and B.
Yep.
Right. Hartford Whalers Incorporated.
That was the tail, right?
Yes, an H, a W, and the whale tail all in the same logo. I always thought that was the greatest.
See, I never noticed the H and the W. I just saw the tail.
You just saw the tail. Anyway, so that was a
clearly
one that came to mind.
Clearly only one side of my brain works well.
Yes, right. You're colorblind on the other side.
Scraby, you want to go next? You want me to
sure.
go next?
I'll go. Okay. Top five wrestlers. We used to, basically, I named everybody from the Attitude Era. Like,
I know
Stone Cold, Kane.
I know Superfly Jimmy Snuka was on my list on that one.
Chris had some really good ones that I didn't
I went back to the old days.
Yeah.
Freddie Blassie.
Yeah.
Junkyard Dog.
JYD. Not Junkyard Dog.
Kevin Nash. Scott Hall.
JYD.
Like all of those guys. Top five
Jake
wrestlers.
Jake the Snake.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Perfect.
Didn't you
Macho Man Randy Savage. Oh, yeah.
You introduced
he looked like he was about to.
You introduced your list as you were each person, if I recall.
Because that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
You know, that might be your worst impression
it
yet
is.
Right
it's
there.
It's pretty bad.
Because that sounded like you.
It's pretty bad.
What's
yeah.
your rock impression? It's not that bad.
I just do this.
If you smell what the rock is cooking.
I do remember we talked about the people's elbow where he goes and then he like crosses his hands and then he runs into the ropes over here, jumps over the guy, and then he does some like cool like dance, and then boom,
well,
people's
he
elbow.
He changed it up. It was the elbow was the finish move. But
yeah, yeah,
depending
the dance,
on
whatever.
Who he was going against, what type of trash he had talked, he kind of incorporated that into the actually
yes.
landing
I remember
the elbow.
Day that we first got the ability to stream here in the studio, and you guys streamed old wrestling matches for like a week straight.
Yeah, we had Peacock in here.
That's right.
And
yeah.
we watched like the WrestleMania where Undertaker chokeslammed Mankind through the
you
top
guys
of the
are,
ring.
Watch this. Well, you're not going to believe this, Chris. I'm like, I think I'll believe it because I don't remember any of this.
All right. Number five on my list was top five candies. I come in here every day. I typically have some type of sweet.
Nerd ropes, or yeah, nerd ropes better
no,
be on that.
Not nerd ropes. It's the airhead little string joints that they have.
Sour, right?
Yeah. Those are my favorite. I have those by the threes.
I went with Red Vines and got a lot of arguments from Twizzler people.
Yeah.
I don't see how you can even ever eat a Twizzler at all.
I can't get with Red Vines.
Right? And that's the other thing is if you're a Twizzler, you can't eat a Red Vine. It is a hardcore like one way or the other.
Me and Jesse had this argument during the season. He's a Red Vine
He's
guy.
A Red Vine
He's
also.
A Red Vine
I
guy.
Either.
I'm a Twizzler. You might be the only person I know that can
I've
do
I've never
both.
Heard of anybody who really enjoys
much
either.
Licorice, though. Not a big liquor.
Is that
guy.
Number five?
Number four.
Yeah, we need to speed
oh
up.
Oh, my God. We may be here all day. All right, number
it's
four for
up
me.
It's bringing memories. It is what's happening.
Yeah, number four was one we did out at the... appearance last summer, I think. And it was during when I was doing the SD Fat Loss Diet, and we decided to do top five bar foods just to really make me suffer.
Yeah.
Yep. You had already gone on to the broadcast. But Frank sat in for you, and Frank's one of his top five bar foods was boiled clams. And
baked
I was like,
clams.
Baked clams?
Yeah.
Frank,
oh, okay.
where
baked.
Are you
That's
from?
Right. I can do baked. Boiled. I was about to say, ugh.
Baked clams at a bar sounds disgusting.
I've never even heard of that.
I remember giving Frank a
do
really
you
hard time.
Eat yeah. the peanuts at a bar?
No. Or people touch them.
Yeah, man.
Have you ever seen Along Came Polly? Ben Stiller has this whole thing about how many people put their hands in the nut
ever
thing.
Since that movie, I haven't been able to
it's
eat
disgusting.
Them joints.
Yeah. Chris is just staring at us.
I have no problem eating any of that stuff.
Well, yes, I know. You eat stuff off the floor.
I do. I don't care about germs. If you have germs and you expose yourself to germs, you are better equipped to fight them. That is my theory, and I'm not going back on it.
I don't. Never mind. Top right. five. My number four, top five high school music. So, basically, I went through all of my old CDs that I made, and... And we all brought up songs that we loved in high school. So mine was R. Kelly, Ignition Remix.
Back in the day of real playlists.
Yeah, 1990. This was like 2001, too, so don't hate me.
Yeah, no, that's...
Because no one knew anything about R. Kelly at the time, I think. Tony?
Yes, no one knew anything about R. Kelly at the time. This is four?
Yeah, we're still on four.
Yeah, top
we,
five.
We may not finish the show top, today.
Top five Eddie Murphy movies.
Yeah,
for me that was a fun one.
The banana obviously. And the tailpipe.
We obviously had to have Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2. Coming to America, I believe, was on my list.
Yeah, Coming to America.
Another 48 Hours is another one that was on that list.
Reggie, what's his name in that?
Reggie is his first name. I can't
at
remember
the very end when after he totally terrorizes the bar.
Oh,
that's one
else?
Of the great scenes.
It is. Anybody else want a limp?
That is a really, really funny scene. Well done by Eddie.
All right. Number three.
Number three was best sports-related movies. I enjoyed going down memory lane there. I think I ended up with North Dallas 40 or the Bad News Bears, and it seemed to kick off quite the controversy.
Why?
Well, because everybody's got their own favorite sports movies.
Oh, I see.
People
I see.
Didn't like my selections.
My number three, top five driving pet peeves in my list.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
This we could do this list every month.
Yeah,
it would be a different list.
It would be, but yeah, that was therapeutic for me that day.
Yeah.
All right.
Who's up now?
Number three on my list was top five fast food burgers.
Oh.
Yes.
And the one thing about this particular countdown for Tony. He had done extensive research.
Tony took this very seriously.
He went out the week. He went out a month before we did that one and started doing research.
I know that number one on my list that day was In-N-Out Burger. It is the
stay there
creme de
today?
La creme. Oh yeah,
stays today. There.
There's
huh?
nothing at this point that has.
I chose Fatburger.
Yes. Fatburger was number two on my list.
Well, okay. I love Fatburgers.
Number two,
I did the high school songs as well because that's when I had to admit to everybody that I was a Barry Manilow
fan.
That's
right.
No, huh? You did that during Top 5 Guilty Pleasures.
We were at high school. Right.
I think we were at Eastlake High School for that day.
Top 5 Guilty Pleasures, I admitted that I was a Barry Manilow guy.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great. We learned a lot that day.
Right.
We learned a lot that day.
My number two is Top 5 Scary Movies. This was back when you guys didn't let me talk about the scary stuff as much, and so that was like my only foray into the scary stuff on the show.
What year was that? Movies. Do you know what year that one was?
22, probably.
Had we even heard of any of your scary movies? You're so outlandishly.
No,
out
I try to make them.
Stuff.
No, I try to make them like
so outlandishly
ones
out
that
there.
People know about.
Sure,
but if we changed it, Terrifier is going to be on top of that list right now.
Yeah,
I'm a big
ridiculous.
Art the Clown fan.
Yet another one, never heard of.
You should watch it, Chris.
No, you shouldn't. Chris. No, you should.
Remember the stuff about the rats I was telling you about the other day?
I definitely suggest you don't watch this one. Number two on my list. Top 5 Gatorade flavors.
Oh,
this one had the chat on buzz. Maybe not the chat because I don't think the chat was.
I don't think the chat was Twitter.
It was Twitter that was on buzz about it because there are many different flavors. We had to actually pull the go to Wikipedia and make sure we had all the flavors in front of us. I think Fierce Grape. Something along those lines ended up being my top.
I always liked Frost over Fierce.
I like Frost too. Fierce was, I just felt like after a game, it needed to be a little bit sweeter.
Do you know that Gatorade, I'm just looking this up for fun, Gatorade was invented in 1965 by somebody in Florida at the University of Florida.
Oh, yeah.
The Gators.
Yeah.
Right? It took 25 years before they came out with another version of the drink.
It started as the orange, right?
Well, wait a minute now. It says in the late 90s, Gatorade came out with a lighter version of the drink. I'm trying to find out when they first
did
variety.
It had to be orange because that was the Gators, right? And then I think yellow
was
the next one.
It started with the greenish yellow.
It did
I don't ever remember another
yellow.
Color.
Okay.
I don't even remember another color for the longest time. Maybe somebody can help us out on that.
We had this major controversy. I think the chat was, or not the chat, but the people were mad at me because I was choosing the blue Gatorade and the red. I was being a basic B, and no one would have it.
Basic
so.
B, huh?
Yeah, basic B.
Number one.
Number one for me is the reason I even thought of this idea in the first place. It's my all-time favorite countdown. By a long mile or two. And I recall it being the night before we had a Thanksgiving. It was, I think it was the night before.
Yes.
And we went with top 5 Thanksgiving foods. And that's when Tony enlightened us about oxtail and every other crazy thing that he ate on Thanksgiving. Scrapey and I were incredulous. Scrapey and I were like, cranberry sauce, potatoes, turkey. Tony is like all over the map.
Basic B.
Because your mom was like whipping it all up in there.
I didn't believe oxtail was a real thing.
I didn't either.
Ever since he said that and I've learned about it, I see it everywhere.
Everywhere.
But I still not sampled it.
You guys would love it.
Yeah.
You'd love it.
Yeah. I will.
That was my favorite.
Missing out.
All right, my number one maybe got Chris and I into one of the craziest off-topic conversations of all time, top 5 conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
We talked about the JFK assassination, and Chris, remember when he watched or he listened to that podcast by, was his name?
Rob Reiner,
yes. Yeah. And so we went back and forth with our JFK theories, and it did...
That
spiral.
One, what was interesting about that is I didn't expect Chris
Me
to
neither.
Really be that deep into
Me
it like
neither.
That, but he was bouncing stuff off you as well.
Go ahead, Tony.
My last one, yes, this was my favorite. Top 5 Chinese foods.
Would you go Kung Pao?
I went fried rice as my top dish, and then General Chow.
You love General Chow.
General Chow, baby. Yes,
Gatorade started under two flavors, lemon, lime, and orange. They remained as the only flavors for 20 years. And then finally, a citrus cooler was introduced.
Ugh.
Anyway.
Oh, that's remember the whole Gatorade. Cucumber?
I do remember that.
And I said it was disgusting, and people. That was not a good countdown for me.
Yeah, you struggled.
People were really angry.
All right. All right. 833-288-0973 if you want a chance at Mr. Ello on Chris versus the Fans. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.